Hello again, friends. I hope you're all keeping well and knowing the blessing of the Lord in your lives. Let me just say as well, maybe some of you have been spoken to over recent days. You're troubled or you're concerned about spiritual things and you need prayer, or maybe you don't attend a church or a place of worship. You're very welcome to join us in our church in Lisburn, the Free Presbyterian Church, or even drop us a wee line or send us something in Messenger if you require prayer, or if we can help you or send you some literature, we would be glad to do that. You know, we live in a world, don't we, that's void of real lasting peace. The Bible says there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. And in the days of Jeremiah, there were many false prophets who preached about peace whenever really there was no peace. And I suppose in the 20th century, especially after the Second World War, there was a real drive and a striving after peace. And you'd get big organisations like the UN and different things sitting down and working out how can we have peace. And even the religions of the world sought to get together and promote an ecumenical movement that would bring about some type of peace. But it wasn't a real peace or a lasting peace. And then in America in the 1960s, after the Second World War, obviously, and Vietnam, as the Vietnam War was underway, again, there was a striving and a drive for peace. And all over the place, you had this kind of peace symbol. Soldiers wore it on their helmets. People carried it in flags. They wore it on T-shirts. And this skateboard was given to me a good number of years ago by a friend. It's Santa Cruz, a John Lucero, or Black Label. And it's got bullet wheels, got independent trucks, sweet tail saver, and the webbed grip tape, which was popular back then as well. But on the bottom of it, you've got the peace symbol. And there's all sorts of ideas and ideologies about what this symbol means and where it came from. And really, it's a very secular thing. It's a very secular, ungodly symbol. Some people believe it denotes an upside down cross with the crossbars broken down. But it symbolises world peace, which of course you can never really have without the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says there is no peace, saith my God, to the wicked. The wicked are like the troubled sea, and there's no rest, there's no peace. We used to sing a little chorus years ago, let the Lord have his way in your life every day. There's no rest, there's no peace until the Lord has his way. Place your life in his hand, rest secure in his plans. Let the Lord have his way. Real peace with ourselves comes from having peace with God. And whenever we have peace with God, we can have the peace of God. Philippians 4 talks about the peace of God that passeth all understanding, that can keep your hearts and your minds through Christ Jesus. And we can enjoy the peace of God all because of our Saviour, the Prince of Peace. The Bible says in Colossians 1 that on the cross he has made peace. He has made peace, the Bible says there, through the blood of his cross. And that means through the shedding of his blood, through the offering up of his sinless life as a sacrifice for our sins. Whenever he became sin for us, he slew, the Bible says, he slew the enmity between us and God, because he took our sin, that thing that offends God and separates us from God. He took our sins upon his own body upon the tree, and he died the just for, or in place of the unjust, that he might bring us to God. And as Paul puts it in Romans chapter 5 and verse number 1, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Justification is an act of God's free grace, wherein he pardons all of our sins and accepts us as righteous in his sight, only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. So that means two things, that not only are our sins cancelled out and forgiven and washed away, but we are also declared righteous, because as our sins are put upon Christ, his righteousness is put on our account in a legal sense. And therefore, in a legal sense, we have peace with God. And the outflow of that and the outworking of that is the peace of God in our hearts. It works, it's real, it's true, it's vital. Maybe you don't have peace today, and your peace is the peace that the world would offer, but it's not a lasting peace. It's not a real peace. It's this type of peace. And yet the peace that you need is the peace that you find in God's word. Trust that you'll come to the Saviour, and if you are a Christian, abide in him and experience his peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you again very soon.